person of the Holy Spirit from the Amen. Sorry for the delay. I thought that you still praying and thank him. Thank you very much. Tomorrow we start what's called 7 and 4, which is Kiyak praise. Actually, Kiyak praise is the daily praise that we use during the year. There is nothing new except some hymns, Coptic and Arabic, or Coptic and English, added to the praise. But 7 and 4 is the tasbih, the praise that we use every day in the morning and in the evening. Before we start, thank you. Before we start, I have some points to understand what the meaning of the tasbih or the praise. Number one, our relationship with God is called prayer. We have relationship with one another. When we have relationship with God, we call it prayer. And in Arabic, it's more easy. We call it Salah, Salah, and in Arabic, Sila. Relationship means Sila. Prayer means Salah, which means the same relationship with God is the dialogue between me and God, or between God and myself, every day and night. And we need this relationship not to satisfy God, but to be delighted by God. We do need this prayer. We don't do it to make God glad with us, take care of us, keep his fatherhood to us. No. We pray because we need to pray. We love to pray. Because the prayer, or the life of prayer, means to be in relationship continuous with God, which means when I have this relationship with God, it means that I live in the heavenly atmosphere while I am still on earth, training on the eternal life with God, without being disturbed by the worldly needs that we have now. This is number one. That's why I do prefer the word I love to pray, not I have to pray. Number two, the church found that the Bible, and by the way, the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is one book. There is no book for the Jews, and book for the Christians, and book for the after Christians. This is a silly word, or silly understanding. What happened was, God promised Adam and Eve with salvation. And from this moment up to his incarnation, he was preparing the whole world all over the history, which we consider it in our hymns, especially on the Great Lent, 5,500 years, 5,500 years from that. Promise of the salvation and the fulfillment of the salvation by the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, if we have this book, from Genesis to Malachi, and from Malachi, from Matthew, St. Matthew, to Revelation. We concentrate on the New Testament from St. Matthew to the Revelation. But what is the use of the Old Testament? Why do we read it? Why? Because simply the Old Testament is the preparation of the whole world to the incarnation of our Lord. That's why you find in the Old Testament the prophecies, the signs, the symbols, everything about Jesus Christ. So, if you want to read the Old Testament in the right way, search for Christ, search for Christ in the books of the Old Testament. So the church recognized this fact and started to use many of the prophecies, signs, events, symbols of the Old Testament of Christ, for Christ, to use it as a prayer. And this is the praise. The praise is that we sing the Bible. The praise is that we use the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, as a language of prayer. And instead of just saying it, reading it, we switched it or used it as songs, hymns, chants, to be more effective to us in our mind and in our heart as well. Number three. So we said number four, we need to pray, or we are delighted to pray, and or we want to pray. Number two, the gospel. The gospel is the prophecy of God. And number three is that we use the gospel to sing and to pray to God. Now, what is the praise? The praise is the highest level of prayer. The praise, to praise God, is the highest level of prayer. Why? Because in the praise, we don't ask the Lord anything except praising Him, except confessing His fatherhood, His care for us, His incarnation, His salvation, His crucifixion, His resurrection, His ascension, His ascending the Holy Spirit to give birth to the church. We praise Him. We are very happy that He is our good Father. And God is love, and He loves us. So we appreciate His love. So that's why we praise always, always in the... we pray always the praises in the church, in what's so called the praise. Life of praise. Life of praise is the most needed praise for me to keep in the presence of God day and night. Now, because actually we call this prayer 7 and 4, I want to explain that in 2 minutes. How many days we have in the week? 7. So we have for every day a certain hymn for the Lord. We call it psali. Psali means tartila. Psaliya, tartila. Tartila means hymn. Hymn for our Lord Jesus Christ. And for every day we have a special Ipsalia for Jesus Christ. And this Ipsalia, the way that we pray is, we have two groups, one in the right, one in the left. And always we have part and part, part and part. And every sum of these parts, we have refrain. And this refrain, we repeat our Lord Jesus Christ. We repeat him. For example, as you see now, Ipsalia of Monday, the refrain is, "Oh my Lord Jesus." In Tuesday, for example, "Your holy name, my Lord Jesus, is so and so and so." On Wednesday, we say the sweet name, full of glory, for our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the refrain. The refrain. In Thursday, we begin with, "Oh my Lord Jesus Christ, who did so? Who did so? Who did so? Who did so?" Friday, we say, "Oh my Lord Jesus Christ, give his people, oh my Lord Jesus Christ, give his people a sign. It is the sign of the cross." Friday, Taman, is the day of crucifixion. That's why the cross is mentioned many times on Friday. Saturday, we end our refrain, we end every chapter with, "Oh my Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior." Sunday, we end every quarter with, "Oh my Lord Jesus Christ, help me," or "Oh my Lord Jesus, help me." Mara Jesus Christ, Mara Jesus on. This psali, we, as I said, we are very glad, we are very happy, we are very delighted, we are very honored to be called his children. That's why every day we have a certain refrain, and for every taman, I cannot explain every psali, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every one of them needs at least marra kida together. But now I say only the refrains. These are seven. Also, the most beloved human in the whole world is our Immaculate Mother, Saint Mary. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, looked from the God looked from above on all the women, all the ladies, from Eve until the last born woman, and he chose Saint Mary. Imagine how many centuries will be going, could be 10 centuries, could be 20 centuries, could be, I don't know how, I don't know the second coming time of our Lord Jesus Christ, but I know that, as I will tell you, I will give you the refrain of Wednesday, and see, we say that the Lord looked from above to the whole women, he found the best Saint Mary. That's why we said, okay, as we have Psalia, Tertila, for Jesus Christ, for every day, seven times, we have also a certain chant for Saint Mary, for every day. But we called it Theotokia. Theotokos means Mother of God. Theotokos, Mother of God. So we have seven Psalia for Jesus Christ, seven Theotokia for Saint Mary, the mother, for Jesus Christ, and seven Theotokias for the Mother of God. For example, on Monday, also we have refrain, because they are parts, and at the end of every part we have refrain, we repeat it. On Monday, read the on Monday. Yeah. Here I want to say that the main difference between our chants in the priest and any other tertila we have now, it carries the dogma of the church. It carries the rites of the church. It gives us teaching, deep teaching from the Bible. Beher, Tuesday. Theodore. Yusuf, Wednesday. Yeah. The Father looked from heaven. When did he look? When say the Father looked from heaven. When did he look? 20 centuries ago? ولا امتى? Huh? What's the answer? Huh? From the beginning. Huh? There is no time. When we say the Father looked, the Father is not under the time. We have the time. We have yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We have Tamania, Tisa Ashra. But God doesn't have the time. When we say Father looked from heaven, it means that he looked in, I can't say second. It could be 1/1,000,000 of second. When the Father looked and he said, here. In the year Kaza will be born Mary, and I will come to be incarnate from here. And this is the meaning of this refrain. The Father looked from heaven and found no one like you. He sent his only begotten, who came and took flesh from us. From us through Saint Mary. From us through St. Mary, because the body that he took from St. Mary covers everybody of us. But she was the one chosen for this great honorship. Thursday, Melissa. Yeah, he did not cease to be divine. He came and became a son of man. For he is the true God who came and saved us. It's a dogma. When someone says, is Jesus Christ God? Yes. What we call him son of man, because he took the man nature. He took the human nature. But at the same time, is he the true God? Yes. He is the true God. He is the true God. Mark Friday. Wow. What a very deep refrain. Very deep refrain. Say it again, please. What is ours? What is ours? He took. Sin. Death. He took our death and gave us his life. How deep? How deep? He took what's ours and gave us what is his. He is life. So he took my death, which I brought to myself through the sin, through the disobedience of the commandment of God from the beginning. He took this death to himself, was crucified for my sake, gave me his eternal life. Now, every one of us, his age is added to the age of Jesus Christ. What is the age of Jesus Christ? Infinity. eternal. Eternal. شوف how deep. سمير. Saturday. We give hailing, we greet the Mother of God. She is full of grace from the mouth of the angel, right? Found grace from God, giving birth to Christ according to the promise and the annunciation, and the Lord is with us through all this story of incarnation. Mary? Sunday. Very good. We too hope to win mercy through your intercessions with the Lord of mankind. What is the dogma here? What is the dogma in this Sunday refrain? It dogma lehena. Very important. Intercession. Intercessions. Here's the dogma. If someone comes and say, oh, where did you bring this dogma from? From here. From long, long time. We do believe in her intercession. And that's why here, through mercy, through your intercessions with the lover of mankind. This is what we call seven, right? We call seven, but we call it not only seven, but seven and four. I started from the end and come to the beginning now because I wanted to explain what is the meaning of seven. Seven means the 7 days, seven psalms and seven Theotokos. Now, four. What is the four? We call it seven and four. What is the four? The four is four odes or four hoses. Hose is the Coptic word of tesbih, praise. Hose. Hose. The church here very wisely chose four parts from the gospel, four parts from the gospel, and called there every one of them hose. The first hose actually was Exodus 15. What happened in Exodus 15? Children of Israel spent years under the influence of the Egyptians, and they were suffering. By Moses the prophet, he freed them from the slavery of the children of Israel, slavery by the Egyptians, going out of Egypt, crossing the Red Sea. When they crossed the Red Sea, St. Paul said that it was a symbol of the baptism. In chapter, in the epistle of the First Corinthians, chapter 10 and 11, he explained to them. He said, all of the people of the children of Israel, they eat one bread spiritually, and they were baptized to Moses in the Red Sea. He considered the crossing of the Red Sea a symbol of the baptism. So the church said, the first hose, the first step to be called child of God, to be called son of daughter of, or daughter of God, is to be baptized. So what is the symbol in the Old Testament? Is the crossing of the Red Sea. Then the church said, the first hose is the first door for me to get into the true vine. Is the host, the first host is the chapter 15 from Exodus. What happened after they crossed the Red Sea, after they got all of them into the wilderness of Sinai, what happened? The sea, the Red Sea, went back to its normal, and all the chariots and soldiers and Pharaoh were drowned in the Red Sea. So the same water that saved children of Israel and drowned Pharaoh, the same water was symbolizing the baptism which saves me. And prison or catch Satan was symbolized by Pharaoh and his chariots. So the first host is the crossing of the Red Sea. Chapter Psalm 135 is the second host. What is the second host? In the second host, David the prophet was speaking about the caring of our Lord Jesus Christ to the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. They were hungry, and the Lord sent to them manna from heaven. They were thirsty, and the Lord gave them the water from the rock. From the rock. They were fighting, and the Lord gave them to win their enemies when Moses was raising his two arms, and when he was weird, when he was very tired, two of the children of Aaron aided him, helped him on the right and the left. And when he was sitting on the rock, raising his arms like that, Joshua was winning. When he released his arms, Joshua was defeated. That's why he was keeping his hands until they finished the war against their enemies and won. So the church said, the sign of the cross is the mystery of our winning. And as the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai gave children of Israel what to eat, what to drink, how to fight, how to win, we are now spiritually in the wilderness of Sinai. We crossed the baptism. We crossed the slavery of Satan by the baptism. But we didn't reach the promised land yet. We didn't go to the paradise. We didn't go to the kingdom of heaven. We are still in the wilderness. العالم اللي احنا فيه, the world that we are in now, is symbolized by the wilderness of Sinai. But don't worry. Don't worry. In the wilderness of Sinai, the Lord will not leave you hungry, will not leave you thirsty, will not leave you be defeated from Satan. He will keep you. And this leads us to the third host. The third host was when the three men were in the fiery furnace. They were in the fiery furnace by the king, through a very bad, bad accusation against Daniel and the three young men. They were in the fiery furnace. Yes? Right. We say, we are now in the wilderness of Messiah. We are in the world. We face Satan. We face tribulations. We face difficulties. We face persecutions. We face challenges against our spirituality. It's like a fire in this world. And then the church said, don't worry. As the Lord came to be with the three young men in the fiery furnace, then he will be with you in this world to keep you from the fire and change the fire into a dew, cold, saving you from the fire of this world. Then you will praise with the three young men what we call a This praise is written exactly in chapter 3 from the book of Daniel, from 52 to 90. Exactly, the church took this part, peace, chant, hymn, that the three young men were praying and celebrating in the fiery furnace, and took it to make it the third hose. And then the fourth hose is the last three Psalms, 148, 149, 150. All these praises given by the heavenly and earthly creations, the angel, the fighting, victorious church, the animal, the vegetation. You will find in these three praises, St. David, prophet David the king, asking all the creation to praise the Lord. To praise the Lord. Let us praise God in all his saints. Here is the 7 and 8 and 4. I explained the 7 and 4, but I come to the very beginning. How can I praise? If I want to praise from the depth of my heart, I have to be arise. I have to be alert. I have to be awake. لازم أبقى صاحي. That's why in the very beginning, we begin our praise with rise, O children of the light. You are the child of the light. He is the true light. And every one of us is the child of the true light. That's why in the very beginning of the Tasbihah, we start with Ten Thino Ebshoi Ni Shirin Tepi Oini Entenos Ebshoi Enteni Gom. Rise. حد بقى يقولها لي كده بال عشان ما بعرفش اقولها بالانجليزي. نجيبها. لا انا موجوده هنا. مش مكتوبه هنا، مش مكتوبه. Rise, O children of the light. The first part that we say. Of the. Yeah, I said it about the first host. After the children of Israel, Mark reminded me with something lazy. After we crossed the Red Sea, we have become the children of Israel. We became the soldiers of God. We have to take it seriously. That's why the melody of the first hose like a marsh. Toti av hosin jemuisis nemnin chirim bisraili tayhodi inte epshoins. Awo av gos drogons jamarin hos epshoins ken uau garafe chi oo. It's like a marsh, like you need haga very awakening, very, very, zeme uloi alive, ken. Because we are not weak, we are like children, the children of God, the soldiers of God, the soldiers' army of God. So this is the first prayer or the first part that we begin our tasbihah with. But before that, We have the midnight prayer. What is the midnight prayer? The midnight prayer simply is the prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ prayed on the last moment before his arrest. On Thursday, after the Lord initiated the Holy Communion, changing the Passover into his body and his blood, he went to the olives garden and left Peter, James, and John. He left them and went to the rock and started to pray. And then he came back to them and say, "Awake." And then he went back to the rock and prayed second time, and then came to them. "Can't you awake? Watch, lest you may fall in sin, into temptation." And he went to the third time, for the third time, and he went and prayed again. So the church took this type of prayer and said, let us do the same at midnight with three times, three worshiping, talat khidmat, three services, the first service and the second and the third. In the first service, we have the gospel of the virgins, 10 virgins, five wise and five foolish, to say we want to be like the wise virgin who are awaking and taking care of their salvation, preparing themselves for the moment of the presence of the bridegroom. The second is the repentance with the sinner woman who washed the feet of Jesus Christ by her tears and dried them with her hair, giving how serious and deep and humble is the repentance should be. And the third is the little flock that the Lord promises them not to be afraid, but they will become his own. يبقى midnight prayer, أنا ابتديت من تحت لفوق. Midnight prayer, midnight praise, beginning with arise, and then we have the four hosts, and we have the seven. طبعا السيكونس بتاع البريز مختلف. I'm not explaining the sequence of the praise. I'm explaining the parts of the contents of the kiyak praise. Now to the last part of our meditation today, or our explanation about the praise. The church found that, as I said, the gospel in the Old Testament is not a historical book, or not book of hymns only, like the Psalms, or the Proverbs, or the Ecclesiastics, Song of Songs. No, it's prophecies about Jesus Christ. So the church wanted to concentrate during Kiyak, and this is only during Kiyak with more additional hymns, but concentrating on the symbols of the incarnation and the virtues of Saint Mary from the Old Testament, which was fulfilled in the New Testament. For example, let us have some symbols of the Virgin Mary in the Old Testament. Number one, من على الدور. أنت عايز تعملها أنت. طب حلو خلاص كمان هكذا. مين؟ The Holy of Holies, the tabernacle was three parts, the outside part and the holy in the middle, and the Holy of Holies was now, it's now the sanctuary, now the temple from inside. But the Holy of Holies, in the Holy of Holies was our Lord Jesus Christ himself, symbolized by the manna, symbolized by the sacrifices that they used to put to shed on the Holy of Holies. So the Holy of Holies was a symbol of Saint Mary, the Mother of God. And this is the first, and the first, the Holy of Holies was resembling Saint Mary, because in her pure womb she received the incarnate God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Nimra. In the tabernacle was the ark, yes, the Ark of Covenant. And the ark was made with a pure wood. And this wood was symbolizing Saint Mary. And her virtuous life was the coverage of the gold on this ark. So the ark was padded with gold. The purity of Saint Mary was symbolized by the gold on the ark. Juju. The cherubim overshadowing the ark. The cherubim, there was two cherubims, two statues of angels, archangel, cherubim. And these cherubim were overshadowing the ark. In the ark was the manna, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the two angels or statues of the angels, and on the ark was a symbol of the incarnation, which was hidden in the womb of Saint Mary. By the way, no one in the whole world knew that Saint Mary gave birth to a child without man, except Joseph first, and then Elizabeth and Zacharias. But all the other people did not know, because simply Saint Mary was living with Joseph the carpenter, and she was considered his wife. It was normative birthday. Otherwise, If she was not supposed to be pregnant, they would have been accused her and stoning her. But no one knew the mystery of incarnation at the time of incarnation, except these very few people. It was hidden. It was a secret. It was something not public to the whole way, to the people outside. Another symbol, the golden lampstand.
So
candles. The lampstand was seven candles, symbolizing the seven sacraments of the church. And at the same time, we are not lamps in ourselves. We are like the lampstand. And the true light enlightens us. So was Saint Mary the Virgin. She was carrying the true light. That's why the church found in the golden lampstand Saint Mary the Virgin. Yeah, one day they put the rods of the 12 old men out. One of them was Aaron, and the rod of Aaron was blossomed. There was taman من لوحدها رح تطلع كده زرع, exactly like what happened with Saint Mary. Without man, she conceived. She was pregnant, exactly rod of Aaron was symbolizing. Yes. Taman, one of the very famous symbols is the censer that we use every day in the liturgy and in our worshipings, always. Hatta fil bayt, when Abuna prays candil, when Abuna pray blessing, he always use the censer. The censer is the womb of Saint Mary. The charcoal symbolizes the Lord Jesus Christ. The charcoal itself symbolizes the humanity. The fire in it symbolizes the divinity. So his divinity parted not from his humanity. That's why I ask, alhamdulillah, kulluk shamamsa, I ask every shamas when he presents the shuria, the censer to Abuna, make sure that there is a red charcoal in the censer. Red charcoal in the censer. Otherwise, don't. Why do I say that? Because always the charcoal must be red, because the divinity parted not from his humanity. لو أنا هاخد الشاركول لوحده الفحم لوحده without the fire, this is the divinity. وبعدين طبعا ما فيش divinity without, يعني ما فيش fire without the charcoal. The flower of the frankincense, Yusuf. Yeah, sweet aroma. Sweet, her life was like a sweet aroma because of her purity and full of all the virtues. Another symbol, Mark. Burning bush also. Burning bush. What day we pray the burning bush? Thursday. The burning bush or the fiery bush is the praise of Thursday. طبعاً احنا عارفين الستوري بتاعتها. Jacob's ladder. Jacob saw a ladder in a vision, in a dream. So a ladder from the earth to heavens, and the angels of the Lord ascending and descending on this ladder. This was symbolizing who? Saint Mary, the Mother of God, by whom or through whom the Lord was incarnate. Daniel Mountain. Sur ce mur. Daniel Mountain. It's written in Daniel 2:45. Al fikra, in each of that, we can send you this presentation if you want it to come back to all these references. You will find in Daniel 2:45, you find that there was a mountain, and the part of the mountain from itself was cut, and it was symbolizing the incarnation or the birth of Jesus Christ from Saint Mary without man. Mariam. Exactly. Also, Mount Sinai. On the Mount of Sinai, the Lord gave Moses the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments were the Word of God. But Saint Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ, the true Logos of God. Not only the Ten Commandments written on a tablet. By the way, in the Old Testament, the Lord gave his commandments on two stones. Why? He wanted to say that in the Old Testament, you have hard hearts. But in the New Testament, these hearts will be flesh hearts, spiritual hearts. My word was written on tablets in the Old Testament, but my word was manifested through my incarnation in the world in the New Testament. Bardo, from the very interesting and beautiful prophecies, Ezekiel doors. Virgin. Yeah. One day in 45, chapter 45, verse 2, Ezekiel saw a vision. There is a door, and the Lord crossed from this door, and the door was shut. It's the perpetual virginity of our mother, Saint Mary. City of God, one of the Isaiah's Mina. Sorry. Fadda. Exactly. Isaiah 63, the city of God was a symbol of the mother of God. The cloud also. Shushu. Sorry. Again. From Ezekiel 19:1, when the Holy Family came escaping from the evil that Herod wanted to put on Jesus to kill him, among the 144,000 children of Bethlehem. Second heaven. Jesus Christ, the second heaven. The first heaven is the heaven that we see, but the second heaven where our Lord Jesus Christ dwelt. And so on. We have the rational paradise. We have the woman dressed with the sun in the Revelation book. And also, at last, we have the tablets of the covenant on which were written the Ten Commandments of our Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ. Sorry for أنا طولت عليكم شوية. However, I wanted to just to give هذا. However, I wanted just to give an idea to you for these three facts. The Bible is the main and the only source of our worshiping, of our prayers. And we make from the Bible our prayers, our liturgies, our services, everything, even the Agbaya at home, we take it from the Bible. This is number one. Number two, we are very delighted. We are honored to speak to the Lord. That's why we love Jesus, the life of prayer. Number three and last, the praise is the highest. Praise is the highest level of our prayer when we only praise Him, not asking for anything material. هنا يعني على الأرض. We don't ask Him for success. We don't ask Him for marriage, healing of our sicknesses. We just praise Him for His great work of His salvation, that He is preparing the kingdom of heavens for us and ready to forgive us our sins when we repent bravely. Because there is no Isaac. One of the forefathers said, "No gift without multiply, except that is without thanksgiving." When we and there is no forgiveness of sins without repentance. If we repent, then the forgiveness of sins will come. If we thank, then the multiplying of the gifts will be available for every one of us. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any questions? Sorry for that. And I took about an hour. If you want to share it, Mark prepared this because, you know, I am Old Testament. I'm very Old Testament. But Mark did this PowerPoint for you. I hope that it was interesting to know why we praise, from where we praise, or how to praise. Glory be to God forever. Amen.